Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, South Africa's private equity industry is said to be showing some new confidence, a little bit of optimism. It's always good to hear about optimism when it comes to our economy and money. Let's speak to Graham Stocker. He is EY Africa's private capital leader. Graham, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through this study. I know you had a very big part to play in it, or the survey, and what it said to you.
Thanks, Nzinga, and welcome to your listeners. Thanks for this. The couple of key findings of the PE survey from this year, the main one being the investment activity that reached all-time highs, both on the rand values invested by PE firms as well as the number of investments. So that was really good to see a lot of investments taking place, because those investments are taking place in high growth businesses, transformative businesses, and actually a lot the biggest sector into infrastructure and renewable energy, which, you know, I think makes a big impact on the economy, which, you know, is sorely needed in Southern Africa, and particularly in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. When you're speaking about these high growth industries, Graham, what can we read from those investments about what deal makers or what people in the private equity industry are thinking about South Africa, the South African economy and the future?
I guess it's a positive sign to see funds being invested and investments being made. I mean, fundraising, you know, unfortunately was down, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, fundraising was at record highs in 2023, and it shows that investors, both locally pension funds, institutional investors, as well as globally, particularly DFIs, you know, still see Southern Africa as a good investment destination. Mm-hmm. But I think there's the hard work is in front of the PE firms to, you know, not only have they made the investments, it's now to grow these investments, make them into really good businesses, and then being able to realize value through selling them to trade buyers, to other investors, and returning money back to the investors that are putting funds behind PE firms.
Mm-hmm. What factors led to 2024 being the highest deal-making year by value and almost the highest by volume since 2018?
I think stability, particularly post-elections in 2024. Stability also more in the economy, if you think about coming out of COVID, a lot of uncertainty. And then the record fundraising in 2023, meaning there was a lot of capital available to deploy. So I think all those ingredients meant a really good environment. And it's, you know, interesting to say that given the, I guess, more instability, given the global macroeconomic environment, you know, that we're seeing now in 2025. Mm-hmm. But I think it's positive to see that those investments were made, and now PE firms just need to grow those investments and you know, which is not easy given the sort of low growth environment that we're in, which means you have to really look at transformative businesses, innovative businesses to grow them at much higher growth rates than, say, our South African GDP growth rates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Graham, you know, there used to be factors that I feel were grudges in South Africa, ESG being one, environmental, social and governance concerns being something that people would be like, ah, we need to tick box it. Transformation as well. We've seen a difficulty in transforming the economy of South Africa, in particular in the financial services. Tell me what the survey says about those two things.
I think let me talk to ESG first. And I think the survey points to ESG not only being a tick box exercise, but really investors looking at sustainability and impact as a differentiator for value creation and for good investments. So really turning, you know, some of those, you know, previous views of ESG being a tick box exercise, saying, really, can we find innovative businesses with a true long-term sustainability angle, you know, such as in renewable energy, in infrastructure, in technology. Those are the three sectors with most investment and play well to making big impacts. And one can see that in the businesses in terms of their employment growth, their revenue growth, their profitability. And so it's, I think that ESG is no longer a tick box, but giving investors the data to see beyond just the financial returns, but more the impact and all these other ESG data points that one can measure the wider impact of these companies. And then on the transformation, I think really good progress on the firms that are black owned, that are B level one, again, at all time highs, really transforming, and showing that, you know, the industry is transforming, but also the company management teams that PE firms are investing in, we're seeing good transformation in those teams as well.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the where capital goes, and I think it's tied into the ESG and the transformation narrative as well, there seem to be a move towards more purposeful use of capital. Take us through that.
Yeah, I think coming back to those two top sectors, infrastructure and renewable energy, and then wider, you know, not just the big massive renewable energy and infrastructure projects, but we've seen a lot of interest in the services and the sectors around those very impactful sectors, when it comes to technology into renewable energy projects or companies, and really the whole, I guess, wider ripple effect of some of those very impactful sectors. And one sees that in, you know, outside of renewable energy and infrastructure, the biggest sector to be invested in is the technology sector, which worldwide we've seen for a number of years. But in Southern Africa, I think this was the first year, at least in the last five or six, that we've seen technology as in the top three, not even in the top five sectors, I don't think, in the last 5 years. So that speaks to, you know, innovation and you know, technology companies, and often servicing these other very impactful sectors.
Graham, you speak in the survey about how local private equity firms are looking at private credit as an attractive diversification strategy. What does that mean? And give us the numbers behind that, please.
Sure. So we saw big interest in private credit. I can't remember offhand, but it was over 80% of PE firms really interested in private credit, even though the amount in terms of assets under management on private credit is still, I think it's around 7%. It's grown from 4 or 5% a couple of years ago. So a lot of interest in private credit, and that's where PE firms are investing debt funding rather than pure equity. And the benefit there is entrepreneurs can retain control, keep ownership from an equity level in their high growth businesses. Mm-hmm. But the funding is coming in where traditional financial services, whether it's banks or other debt funders out of government or DFIs, haven't been able to provide those high growth businesses, typically asset-light businesses where maybe there isn't a lot of fixed assets or assets as security. And so the traditional debt providers more conservative, and PE investors understanding businesses, understanding high growth businesses, understanding cash flows or looking at those, you know, more capital light businesses that need funding, and providing it in a private credit. And the other benefit is the security of returns is better in terms of maybe not the value, but you know, investments, because that debt is paid off in 4, 5, 6 years, and you're not needing to sell that business to another financial investor or to a strategic company.
All right. Graham Stocko, EY Africa private capital leader who led the research team for this year's survey. Thanks so much for your time this evening on Kaya Biz, just taking us through what's happening in the private equity space, those records and transformation as well. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you.
All right.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.